I meet David Camacho outside the Tampa Theater, where he's standing in line with his 9-year-old son, Alex, and Alex's best friend, Michael Yang. How long have you guys been in line, by the way?
Oh, like 15 minutes. Actually, maybe an
45
hour.
Minutes.
Yeah.
They're waiting for a screening of the art film Samsara, which the Tampa Theater is showing for free in honor of its digital debut.
I'm from Tampa, and I've been coming here since I was their age.
Camacho remembers seeing Attack of the Killer Tomatoes here when he was a boy. But his visits to the Tampa Theater weren't always perfect.
Well, it was very frustrating because when there was dialogue, you couldn't really hear what they were saying. I saw the piano here back in the 90s, and I really didn't like the film because I just felt frustrated. And then I saw it on DVD later, and I liked it because I could actually understand what they were saying. So that was kind of the trade-off. You would come here, and it was surrounded by a beautiful theater, but you couldn't really hear what they were saying sometimes, and that was really hard.
So now, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I'm telling you, you'll see tonight. I mean, you feel the sound inside of you. It's really loud, and it vibrates inside. So it's a really top-notch system they've installed here.
That top-notch system doesn't come cheap. The switch to digital cost Tampa Theater $150,000, even though the building gets support from taxpayers. So far, the theater has raised $90,000 in private donations. Steve Persall reviews movies for the Tampa Bay Times. He says the investment is worth every penny.
This is the kind of thing where Tampa Theater had to do this, or it's not going to survive. And there's no way you want to let a treasure like this, a community treasure, really a national treasure, fall by the wayside. With film going out of style, digital is the way that everybody has to go in the future. If you don't do that, you're going to be out of business.
With all new releases going digital next year, Persall says now was the right time for the Tampa Theater to take the leap.
There's no downside to longevity. And then that goes for theaters and people. The longer you can stay alive, the better off you are. And Tampa Theater has just gotten a new lease on life with this equipment coming in here.
Perhaps no one's happier about the new equipment than Gary Dowling. He's one of three projectionists at the Tampa Theater who no longer have to lug heavy 35mm reels of film up to the projection booth. Each reel weighs close to 10 pounds. Gone with the Wind weighed about 120 pounds.
It's about 75 steps from the lobby to the projection booth.
Who's counting, right?
Who's counting? When you're carrying that film up, you definitely counted it then.
That's funny.
So that made it easier. Carrying the digital movies up compared to the 35 is a lot easier.
I couldn't resist asking Dowling what Fink thinks about the move to digital. Foster Fink Finley was the Tampa Theater's longtime projectionist. One day in 1965, Fink collapsed in the projection booth. He died 2 months later and supposedly haunts the booth to this day.
He hasn't told me yet. He hasn't spooked me up here, so so I guess he's okay with it so far. He's still evaluating it.
Sounds good.
Fink may still be on the fence, but the audience seems to be digging the new digital system. After the screening of Samsara, I checked back in with David Camacho.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was the absolute right choice of a movie because of the bright colors. And, you know, you saw images from around the world and people in brightly colored clothes. And very nice.
The staff of the Tampa Theater hopes bright colors mean a bright future. Dalia Colon, WUSF 89.7 News.